Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Medicare Simplified. Today, I've got a real treat. We're going to be talking to a nice lady named Mary Bach. She's a volunteer, and she does public speakings and works around the state of Pennsylvania. She's been on Channel 23 several times, which is where I met her. We were both being interviewed the same day. And we're going to pick her brain about scams, fraud, all kinds of things. And we're going to do a series of these interviews over time. I call her my fraud finding scam slammer. And you're going to love this lady. So give me a second here to do a little transition and we'll bring her into the picture. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning to you, Dave. I'm delighted to be with you.
Believe me, Mary, this is a privilege for me. I've watched you when we were up at Channel 23 a handful of times on the same day. I've watched you on Channel 23 when I wasn't being interviewed up there. You have got so much knowledge and experience with these scams and all the fraud that's going on. I can't believe you sued Walgreens three times and are undefeated.
Well, actually, I am undefeated, typically because I know how to make a case in court. And I'm not going to make any kind of false or scurrilous accusations against anyone.
And that's the way to do it. So, Mary, since I'm going through a series of podcasts with Medicare, and I'd like to pick your brain on a few things. Like, for example, when you're 64, turning 65, you get a ton of junk mail, your phone's ringing off the hook. And I know, and you know, that cold calling in Medicare is a big no-no. But yet you got all these call centers that just somehow find loopholes. What can you help us out here when it comes to Medicare and calls that you'll get left and right?
Well, I say you should never give information over the telephone to anyone that you don't know calling you cold. And you do not know whether the companies calling you are actually legitimate or whether they are a scam. In fact, many times, you cannot tell from caller ID because with the spoofing software that's out there, the scammers can make any name or number come up on your caller ID. So you simply cannot trust it. And the companies call because they are in business trying to get your information. If they are legitimate, they are trying to sell you a different kind of policy or get you to switch from one type of plan to another. And it may not be suitable for you. You may be just perfectly happy with what you've already got. You may already be working with someone that is giving you very, very good service and you have good benefits. But the people who call, again, are in business trying to get your information, and they may try to get you to switch. They may actually switch you without your knowledge if you give them very much information. And then there are the scammers. The scammers are trying to get your Medicare number. They are trying to get your personal information because those items are gold to them. It used to be that our Social Security number was our Medicare number. And so if they had our Social Security number, they could do things about Medicare and possibly get some of our records that way. But now that we have all what I call gobbledygook numbers for our Medicare numbers, there's absolutely no rhyme or reason for the way the numbers are put together. And so nobody can actually figure out what your individual Medicare number might be. They could never guess it. And so if you actually give your Medicare number over the telephone to one of these scammers, it really is a valuable commodity for them. They may use it themselves to steal your identity. That is your medical identity. They also might simply sell it to others over the internet, and it is really valuable to them, however they choose to use it. So you never want to give your Medicare number out to anyone calling you in that fashion cold over the phone. You simply do not do it.
And Mary, I've had two or three people this year. They call me up to go, "Hey, Dave, I screwed up, man. This guy called me. He said he had this great Medicare plan. I signed up for it. They said they cover my doctors and my drugs. Well, it turned out they didn't look up a doctor. They didn't check any of his drugs in the formulary. Luckily, because they had what they call a special election period, and I talked about that in a previous podcast, I was able to get them back onto the plan they were on that did suit their needs well. But a couple of them, they had to refill prescriptions out of pocket or with a discount card, and that cost them some money in some cases. Be wary. If they're not in person, looking them up on a computer, a book, me personally, I avoid it, because you know as well as I do, Mary, in-person meetings with or somebody you know you've dealt with or a friend recommended them, that gives you a trust factor. Some John Schmo over the phone, you don't know who you're dealing with. They could be in Colorado and they don't know, like, for example, that company A and company B don't get along and they're out of network with each other for their hospital systems. Guys like me will know that. And it's a shame, but some of these people are just too naive and too overly trusting. And that's something that concerns me these days.
Well, one thing we all need to remember is that every fall, there is an open enrollment period for Medicare. And any of us on Medicare can switch our plans during that open enrollment period. And so if you're in a situation where your health has changed from 1 year to the next, and maybe the plan that you chose last year is not suitable now for you, you have the easy ability to go ahead and switch during open enrollment. And all of the big companies that offer plans also have people who will speak with you about it, who will advise you about it. And so again, there is no reason for you to be dealing with someone over the telephone unless you personally place the call and you know exactly who and where you are calling. So again, when we get these calls in the middle of the summer about switching Medicare plans, you can almost always be sure that it is a red flag moment in your life, and you simply should not be talking with this person or dealing with this person. Hang up the phone. And every fall, as I mentioned, during open enrollment period, all of us at our street mailing address receive in the mail a booklet called Medicare and You. And the Medicare and You booklet outlines the plans that are offered that are good in your geographic area. And anybody who will just spend some time reading that booklet and comparing plans, or if you are an older adult who is confused by it, if you've got a family member that can help you, a friend that can sit with you and go over it, you are really ahead of the game, and you can, again, call on any trusted source to help you navigate Medicare and the benefits that are best for you.
And I even wrote a book called Medicare Ready, Set, Go that complements the book you referred to. It kind of dumbs it down a little bit because they use some phrases, and the plans that they describe in there, they don't give you a lot of detail, but that's where you get with someone that you know and trust, like someone that refers you to the agent that they use. That's a good, safe bet. Go to seminars where the companies themselves are presenting plans. Ask questions, take notes. But over the phone is the most, in my opinion, is the most dangerous way to go.
I totally agree.
And that's what I was going to lead into, was identity theft, which you've already touched on. And 2020, I believe it was when the gobbledygook numbers came into play. So if you don't have the new Medicare card that has like 4XY1 and it still has your Social Security number on it, call Medicare, get the new card, and throw that one down the shredder because it's no longer valid for anything. And with a Social Security number, there's all kinds of things they can line you up with. We don't want to see anybody get their credit or identity stolen.
That's exactly right. And Actually, everybody should have gotten a new Medicare card by now. And if you have not gotten a new Medicare card, it may be that somehow it was stolen through the mail. And so you just have to be especially careful in that regard. And certainly call your local office. You can call your local Social Security office and actually inquire, or you can call the Medicare hotline, which is 1-800-MEDICARE, and you can talk with an agent there about the situation.
And they will ask you several questions to verify who you are to make sure they're not talking to an imposter. That's another nice thing, because it's questions that only you're going to know the answers to.
Exactly.
Now, Mary, we have people who sometimes need the railings for the toilet, for a shower, scooters, wheelchairs, durable medical equipment. And I know I've seen some things on TV that just scare me. What's your experience with fraud and scams when it comes to durable medical equipment?
Well, just again, beware, and particularly we're talking about telephone calls. When someone calls you out of the blue and tells you that they can offer you a back brace, a knee brace, one of those lift chairs that goes from the first floor of your home up to the second floor of your home, you have to be extremely cognizant of the fact that you may not need one of those things. You might like one of those things, but you certainly may not need it. And they are companies that are on the fringe of being a scam. They are after your Medicare number, and they may actually send you a new walker or some type of brace, although it may not fit properly. It may not be something that you truly need, and they are going to bill Medicare regardless. And you are in jeopardy, because next year or a couple of years from now, if in fact you really do need that particular kind of scooter or walker or lift chair or whatever railings, whatever it might be, and you then go to your reputable physician and you get a prescription for it, and then Medicare is billed. Well, Medicare's already paid for it, because they paid for the bogus stuff that you got a couple of years ago. And so they are not going to pay for the legitimate stuff now that you truly need and want. And it's proper for you individually, simply because you have gotten the right prescription from the right people and dealing with the proper companies. So again, red flag moments, be very, very careful. Never deal with a company that calls you cold over the phone, offering you a too good to be true deal.
The other thing is too, the company you're with, whether it be Medicare Advantage or Medigap, they will have a contract with certain durable medical equipment companies. So when you get the script from your physician, always call member services if you have to, and have them connect you with the companies that they have contracts with. Now you know you're dealing with a quality company. You got the script from the doctor that'll go to them, and the billing will be correct, and you'll get the right stuff the first time instead of going through the mess that you just described.
And earlier you mentioned some of the television ads, and we see television ads for all kinds of things. And many times they use a celebrity spokesperson, a famous athlete or some actor that we all know and maybe even enjoy and revere. And they're counting on that, and they're hoping that that spokesperson is going to able to lure you in to whatever it is they're selling, whether it's a new Medicare type plan or whether it's some of this durable type medical equipment. And you should always be cautious in those situations. Don't ever believe things of that nature that you see on TV. You definitely always want to talk to your own personal physician for your own personal needs. We're all different, and we all have situations that apply only to us. So make sure that you talk to the right people.
Oh, I love the phone calls and their cards about this big, and they say, call us now to let us show you how we can save your $164 on your Part B premium. What they don't tell you is you have to have medical assistance from your state to get something like that. So it's what I call the bait and switch. You call them and they know you don't qualify for a certain plan, but yet they'll say, well, as long as I got you on the phone, we do have this in your area. It's a bait and switch tactic to get them, because when you call them, now you are implying that it's okay for them to call you anytime they want. It's called permission to call. And this is just one tactic you'll get from things in the mail to draw you in to where now they can blow up your phone 24/7. If it comes on a card and they're talking about something, call the company that's they're referring to. Like if it's company AYC, well, don't call the number on the card. Look up the number for company AYC and talk to them about that plan, because now you're going to get the truth. You're not going to get a scam. You're not going to get bait and switch. And again, talk to an insurance agent that a friend has used or the one that you used in the past, because you know them and they're trustworthy and reliable. Calling strangers, shot in the dark, right?
It can only get you into trouble.
Exactly. And
I also want to urge everyone that if they think they have gotten some type of scam call, or if they do feel they've been a victim in one of these situations, they should report. And I mean to the Attorney General's office, to the Medicare hotline, whoever you feel is appropriate to report to. But if we all band together and start reporting some of these scams that are out there, it's entirely possible we can do something about them and get some of them eliminated.
It was like a friend of mine had my wife and I over. Now, his wife had Part A, but not B, because she was going to work another 2 years. She got a phone call saying, hi, we received your card inquiring about a Part B reduction Medicare Advantage plan. She didn't have Part B yet. So she knew it was a scam. And since I was there, she goes, well, can you hold on? I want you to talk to my brother, because he knows more about this. So she waved me over and she's like going, and she wrote out scam with her finger. So I get on the phone and I know the questions to ask, because that's what I do for a living. This guy was so obvious that he's a scammer. And I said, well, I just want to let you know, buddy, I'm an insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare, and my sister doesn't even have Part B. So I know this is a lie. And by the way, I am recording everything, and I got your number. I got your name. I got the company you work for from talking with you. I'll be calling the Medicare hotline. Plan on talking to the state police pretty soon. And we turned them in. We called the Attorney General's office. We called the Medicare fraud hotline. I called the insurance commissioner's office. We made about half a dozen calls, and she hasn't had a call back since.
And that's a good thing. But you say that the caller said that they had received her card, and that's how they often lure you in. A lot of older people forget where they might have actually sent a card. And so they may trust and believe this caller that in fact they had submitted some type of card of interest, when in fact it's all a scam, it's all bogus, it's all simply a lie.
So if you are going to send in an information card that you get in the mail, make a little note on a piece of paper and put it on your refrigerator with a magnet. So if someone calls like that, this is just an idea, go over to your fridge. I never sent anything into you. You must be kidding, right? And hang up the phone. But if it is someone that you replied to, then you'll see it on your little note, and you might be legit, might not. But again, going back to the beginning of our interview, talk to someone in person, not with the phone.
Exactly right. And if you need something, you make the call, you seek it out, do your homework first, but you don't rely on some of these people that contact you.
Exactly. So Mary, is there anything else regarding the Medicare era that you'd like to add to our discussion today that you'd like to put out to help people learn how to protect their identity and avoid possible nightmares down the road?
Well, again, anything having to do with Medicare, if there's anything questionable about calls or you think you've been victimized or somehow there's fraud involved, you certainly can call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-633-4227 to actually complain to them or to lodge a formal complaint. And it's so important to do that. If you feel like your identity has been compromised, medical or otherwise, you can always call the Identity Theft Hotline at the Federal Trade Commission. And that phone number is quite simple at 1-877-ID-THEFT. And it's 1-877-438-4338. And again, report, report, report. Also, if you simply want to talk to someone and you are concerned about any of these situations that we've talked about today, but you just need a listening ear, a friendly ear to run something past, you can always call AARP's helpline. This is our fraud helpline at 1-877-908-3360. And you can talk to a trained volunteer about any situation that you think may be a fraud or a scam. Any time you think you personally may have been victimized, you certainly can call AARP's fraud helpline. Again, 1-877-908-3360.
And Mary, I believe you're on the second Tuesday every month on Channel 27 here in Pennsylvania, right?
That is correct. On Good Day PA, the Fraud Watch segment, talking about the latest frauds and scams.
And I love seeing you up there, and I don't miss an episode. I love watching you on there, especially when you're waving that flag around.
Thank you.
Well, Mary, I just want to say it has been a pure pleasure to see you, talk with you. I don't know anybody that knows more about the scams, fraud, and just wrong things going on around here that victimize people every day than you. And trust me, I will be contacting you once in a while to see if this is legit or something's legit or not, just to pick your brain.
Thank you, Dave.
I do appreciate all your time, and I look forward to talking with you again very soon.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mary Bach, a wonderful lady who is the fraud, finding, scam, slamming. She's just amazing. And her history goes back a ways. She's always educating people across Pennsylvania on Channel 27, Good Day PA show. Tune in sometime and check her out second Tuesday every month. I hope you will continue to watch and subscribe and like these podcasts. Please send them out to your friends. It's been great taking this journey together with you. I look forward to talking with you again soon. Have a great day.